This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the second phase of the West Bengal Assembly elections 2026 has intensified across the state, with star campaigners of various political parties trying to woo voters through rallies, roadshows and public meetings. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a number of rallies today in support of party candidates. Yesterday, addressing a rally in Jamalpur, East Bardhaman, senior BJP leader Amit Shah promised that if his party comes to power, the Uniform Civil Code and the Seventh Pay Commission would be implemented. He also assured free bus travel for women and reiterated his party's support for the Matua community.
Aap Kamal Phool ka sarkar bana do.
People of the Matua community do not need to live in fear anymore. Bring the BJP government to power, and after 5 May, it will ensure that every brother and sister of the Matua community receive citizenship.
Nagarik banane ka kaam Bharatiya Janata Party karegi.
Senior Trinamool Congress leaders Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee highlighted the party's legal battle that restored 32 lakh names to the voters list and assured the people that there is no need to worry about exclusions. Campaigning in Srirampur, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, while his party is committed to the constitution and unity, the BJP is pursuing the politics of hatred and division. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met a delegation consisting of the governing body of the Sri Ram College of Commerce, one of India's most reputed educational institutions. In a social media post last night, the Prime Minister conveyed his best wishes to the institution as this year marks the centenary of the institution. A commemorative stamp was also released on the occasion. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman, Suman K. Berry. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K. V. Raju, Professor Gobindan Das, Dr. M. Srinivas and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. The government has taken several steps to ensure uninterrupted availability of petroleum products and LPG across the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that the supply of LPG to domestic households has been prioritized and no dry outs have been reported at any LPG distributorship. Online LPG cylinder bookings have been increased to about 99% across the country and OTP-based deliveries have increased to more than 94.5%. Since March 2026, more than 5.36 lakh PNG connections have been gasified and infrastructure has been created for additional 2.61 lakh connections, taking the total to 7.97 lakh connections. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal said that the government will spend 1 lakh crore rupees for the development of cities in the next 4 years under the Urban Challenge Fund. Addressing the 56th Foundation Day celebrations of the Housing and Urban Development Corporation Limited in New Delhi, Mr. Lal informed that the state governments will spend another 1 lakh crore rupees in this direction. The minister also highlighted that under the transit-oriented development policy, big housing projects will be started in areas nearby metro stations in the national capital. In badminton, the Indian women's team secured a dominant 3-0 win over Ukraine in their second Group A contest of the Uber Cup finals at Horsens, Denmark yesterday. They bounced back from an opening match loss to host Denmark. And that is the end of this news bulletin.